Just enough here. Put the water on lightly to sprinkle under it. Begin with the molars up and down, 45-degree angle. Does anybody think about any of that stuff? Now, when you teach your 2 or 3-year-old to brush your teeth, you do all that. Habits, the power of habit. Research tells us that every habit has a cue or a craving. There's a routine and there's a reward. Your besetting sin has become a habit in your life. It's just like when God wanted to do an amazing, miraculous thing with the children of Israel, certain things, he has this big deliverances so you see his power, and then there's a process and a journey where your character gets developed, but there's sort of a grinding it out and doing things over time that become a habit. So when God takes the children of Israel, what happens? What's he do? The miracle, the Jordan parts, Jericho, dramatic, falls supernaturally, and then for decades, what do? For decades, they get up and they go into training and they do battle. And inch by inch, they take more and more territory. And that's a good picture of sanctification, what happens in our lives. And so I'm going to help you begin to break some of those habits that you don't even think about, begin to analyze what's really going on. And as you do these, they're very critical. First and foremost, here's training station number 1. The bench press of spirituality is this. It's be honest.